Israel?
Yeah, 他不回答. It was 52 weeks ago we met all together like this here.
52个星期之前我们有同样的聚集.
During that special occasion, we shared from the line of recovery in the church history.
在那个时候我们交通到这个恢复主恢复的历史.
Leading to the church of the church in New York City. Leading to the history. Leading to the history of the church in New York City.
从教会的历史, 我们谈到了在纽约市教会的历史.
With some personal recollections.
照着我们个人的记忆.
And in the afternoon, you still remember, we had many wonderful testimonies from the saints.
在下午的时候, 我们有许多圣徒们做见证.
After the meeting, someone asked a new one.
在聚会完, 有人问一个新,
What did you think about the meeting this morning?
那个时候就问他, 你对那天的聚会什么感觉?
This was his answer.
这一位新蒙恩的, 他就回答,
He said, we had a very long history lesson.
他说我们有一堂很长的历史课。
But it was not boring, it was somewhat interesting.
但是还不是很叫人厌烦, 还是蛮有兴趣的。
I suppose he found some relevance, even a new one found some relevance when he hears about the church history and the history of the church here.
当他听到教会的历史和纽约市教会的历史, 他觉得还是有益的。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, we can all learn, we can always learn from the history. There's always lesson to be learned from the history.
历史是我们的见解, 是给我们功课。
What we can learn from the history is that the passage of time is not just merely the passing of time, but it does add to the annual of our experience.
过去的历史不只是一些记录, 乃是跟我们的经历有帮助。
I think the relevance is when we look back, we can always find something encouraging for us to look ahead.
因为历史当我们回头看的时候呢, 我们就能够受鼓励往前。
Last time we talked about a long period of history.
上次我们谈到很长的一段历史。
A long history lesson.
很长的历史的功课。
We are not trying to bore you again this morning with long history lessons.
我们今天早上不再谈很长的历史。
But you know, even 52 weeks, 2 days short of a year, even a year time, we can learn something.
甚至在52个星期之前, 差两天, 我们还是可以从过去来得着功课,学到功课。
I must tell you that as I look back to the year of 2012,
当我回头看2012年,
not because it was eventful,
不是说我们有很多的事情发生了,
even if it has not been eventful to you,
即使没有很多的事情发生, 对你来讲,
you can still find tremendous encouragement in looking ahead to
2013.
So I want to share with you briefly what the church has gone through during last year.
我就很简短地告诉你们一下, 2012年纽约市召会经历了什么。
You know, in our Christian experience as well as in our church life,
在我们基督徒的经历, 也包括我们召会的历史,
there are two very important aspects.
有两个重要的方面。
They are essential to our journey of faith.
就对我们信心的, 形成是, 有帮助的。
And that is the reading of the Bible, that is reading the Word.
一件就是关于我们读圣经,
and the praying, our prayer life, our praying to the Lord.
还有就是我们的祷告，我们向主的祷告。
I want to share with you on these two aspects. Firstly, on the first, on the aspect of reading the word.
我先愿意跟大家交通到读主话的这件事。
I remember before when we were meeting here in January 15th, 2012.
在2012年1月15号啊之前
，we were already in the book of Acts.
那个时候我们在读《使徒行传》。
We just finished Acts chapter 5.
那个时候我们刚刚读完《使徒行传》第五章。
So after our last gathering a year ago, 52 weeks ago,
过了五十二个星期。
Shortly thereafter, we got to Acts chapter 7.
在那个之后，我们就读到《使徒行传》第七章。
In Acts chapter 7.Stephen gave a very long testimony concerning the journey of faith of the children of Israel.
在那一章第七章，斯提凡就给我们以色列人很长的一段历史记载。
Actually, the purpose of his testimony was trying to encourage the children of Israel at that time to learn something from the history.
他所讲的是要鼓励那个时候的以色列人借着历史。
But of course, they did not accept his testimony.
以色列人听斯提凡见证的时候没有接受
including Saul,
也包括扫罗
And then, in Acts chapter 9, Saul on his way to Damascus, he was met by the Lord.
然后扫罗在他在使徒行传第九章，当他往大马色去的时候，他遇见了主。
And when he first met by the Lord, he was touched by seeing the church as the body of Christ.
当他遇见主的时候，他就很被这个基督的身体摸着。
And while he was persecuting the Christians, he did not realize he was touching the head, which is Christ.
当他逼迫基督徒的时候，他不了解到。他就碰着基督的身体，就碰着了主。
So Paul, in the beginning of his journey of faith, he had a glimpse of the body of Christ.
所以在扫罗他基督徒他的行程里面开始的时候，他就对基督的身体有一短暂的看见。
Now I keep on using this phrase, the journey of faith.
我重复了，就是讲到信心的旅程这一件事情。
Because after all, our Christian life, our church life is a journey of faith.
因为我们基督徒的生活，我们的教会生活是一个信心的旅程。
The passage of time should be a stepping forward in our journey of faith.
我们时间的过程。应该是我们信心形成的往前
Particularly in the last 6 months
特别是在过去的六个月
We've been going through the book of Acts from chapter 20 until the end
我们从这个使徒行传二十章一直读到最后一章二十八章
And just last month we have started the book of Ephesians
然后上个月我们就读到了以弗所书
And I want to tell you that as we go through the book of Acts, chapter by chapter,
当我们一章一章的读《使徒行传》的时候
I realized we were traveling together with Paul's journey of faith.
我发觉我们是在保罗他信心的行程里与他一同往前
I never had such a realization that Paul's progressing in his journey of faith is something so detailedly recorded in the book of Acts.
我没有理解到这个保罗他信心的行程啊，他是往前的，是非常详细的记载了。
His realization about the body of Christ was rather negative because he was persecuting the church.
他对这个基督的身体，他是负面的认识，因为他逼迫了教会。
And starting from that point, his concern about the church is very much worried about the attacks to the church.
在那个之后，他对教会，他所关切的就是教会受 仇敌攻击这件事。
So in Acts chapter 20, on his way to Jerusalem,
在使徒行传二十章，当他在往耶路撒冷的路程上
，He could not spare the time to go to Ephesus.
他没有时间去以弗所。
But he was very concerned about the church in Ephesus.
但他非常关心在以弗所的召会。
Even called the elders from the church in Ephesus to Miletus so that he could have fellowship with them.
他甚至找人去请以弗所的长老到米利都跟他有交通。
And his fellowship with them in recorded in Acts chapter 20 in the past touched me very much, and I believe touched many saints.
他在那个交通里面，使徒二十章，使徒行传二十章，非常的过去非常摸着我。
But you cannot help but feel that his concern was very much for the future of the church in Ephesus.
他的关切是关于以弗所召会的将来。
It seems that he was not so sure.
他的关切里面，他不是很确定，很肯定。
He had spent 3 years there.
他花了三年时间在以弗所。
He ministered faithfully the word of God to them.
他忠心地把神的话服侍给他们。
But he wasn't sure when he leaves, what will happen to the church in Ephesus.
但是他不清楚，他离开之后，这个以弗所的召会会有怎样的遭遇。
You go back and read that fellowship again. He was leaving with some uncertainty what's going to happen.
如果你读那一段保罗的交通，我们会感觉到保罗对以弗所的召会，他不是很确定。
He had no assurance, seemingly.
在表面看，他是对那个召会前面的情形会是不肯定的。
Then he went to Jerusalem.
然后他就到了耶路撒冷。
It was a very difficult period of time.
是不容易的一段时间。
Resulted in the riot and even of his own arrest.
在耶路撒冷。到后来就有暴动，然后呢，他就被抓。
And then he was placed under custody in Caesarea.
然后他在该撒利亚，他就被拘禁在那里。
For 2 years.
有两年之久。
And seemingly, the Lord was putting him aside.
很像主就把保罗摆在一边。
Very little was recorded concerning those 2 years.
那两年没有什么记载。
Surely.Seems to be uneventful.
似乎是没有什么特别事情发生。
And then later on his trip to Rome.
然后他就上了去罗马的路程。
And he spent 2 years there in his own rented place and received all those who come to him.
然后他就在罗马有两年之久，住在自己租的房子，接待凡到他这里来的人。
In the past, when we were going through the book of Acts,You know, this seems to be just a long travelogue and long period of not much happening.
那我们读《使徒行传》那个时候，我们就读的很像它的记载的很多事情，但是其实没有什么特别的事。
Now, just be patient with me. You will see in a minute what is my point.
你们稍微忍耐一下，很快你们就知道我要讲的点在哪里。
And I think it touched us when we were spending months going through this and how this is really the dividing line of Paul's ministry. 它这个分水岭，它就是。
如果我们读的话呢，我们会发现呢，这一段其实是保罗执事的分水岭。
We realize that before this period, I would call it before his trip to Jerusalem, before this period was...His early stage ministry.
我这样说，在这一段的记载之前，是保罗执事的起头。
And during that period, he wrote his first 6 epistles.
在那一段时间，他写了保罗书信里面的六封书信。
Galatians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and Romans.
加拉太书，还有就是。加撒罗尼加前后书、哥林多前后书，还有
罗
马书。
And after he got to Rome, that is after the end of the book of Acts, he wrote the rest of his epistles.
然后到了罗马之后，他就写了保罗其余的书信。
and especially the prison epistles.
特别是讲到保罗在监狱里的书信。
Particularly, the epistle to the Ephesians concerning the church is the body of Christ, and Colossians, Christ is the head.
特别是两卷书以弗所书关于召会是基督的身体，还有哥罗西书关于基督是身体的头。
You know, this time, as we were going through the book of Acts in this way,
当这一次我们这样来读使徒行传的时候，
as we come to the book of Ephesians, right after the book of Ephesus,
我们读完使徒行传，接着就读以弗所书，
it left me a tremendous impression that how his ministry was enlarged and uplifted because of the experience that he has gone through in this period.
我在这样读的时候，就给我一个非常深、非常非常强的印象，就是他的执事是往前了，更大、更深了，
you know,
更高了。
If you compare Acts chapter 20, his fellowship with those elders in the church in Ephesus.
如果你把保罗在以弗所书的跟这个在使徒行传二十章他对以弗所召会长老的交通相比，
and his burden in the book of Ephesians,
他在以弗所书里的负担，
you will see there's a tremendous difference.
你会发现有一个很强的一个不同。
This tremendous difference is that in Acts chapter 20, he was only concerned about the local church in Ephesus and what they are going to face.
他在使徒行传里面二十章那里讲到，他主要是关切这个在以弗所当地地方上的召会和他们的要遭遇的情形。
Yes, no doubt his concern was very, very well pointed out.
他的关切在使徒行传二十章记载得非常的清楚。
But when he came to the book of Ephesians,
当他来到以弗所书的时候，
actually, his concern about the church or his realization about the church was completely different.
他在以弗所书里面对召会他的认识是截然的不同。
I mentioned that at the beginning of his journey of faith,His realization of the body was when he was persecuting the Christians.
在他对召会初期，他执事里面的经历是他对召会的逼迫。
But when he came to the book of Ephesians, he talked about the church as the body of Christ is to allow Christ to head up all things in the church, and the church is his body, the fullness of him fills all in all.
但是来到以弗所书，他就看见召会是基督的身体，是神要用来将万有归于一个元首之下，也是那位基督的身体是充满万有者的丰满。
And not only that, when he wrote the book of Colossians, if the brothers can project the two verses in Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 and 25.
如果我们来到哥罗西书在第一章二十四节、二十五节
，And Paul said, "I now rejoice in my sufferings on your behalf, and fill up on my part that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for the body, which is the church."
二十四节讲到，现在我因着为你们所受的苦难喜乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为召会，在我一面。在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
And verse 25, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship of God, which was given to me for you to complete the word of God.
25节，我照神为你们所赐我的管家职分，做了召会的知识，要完成神的话。
There are two very difficult points to understand in these two verses.
这两节经节有两个不大容易了解的点。
One is to fill up the sufferings, fill up for the lacking of the afflictions of Christ.
一点就是在我的肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
Well, of course, we know that this affliction of Christ has nothing to do with his accomplishing redemption.
当然我们知道这个补满基督患难的 缺欠跟这个主完成救赎是无关的。
It is related to the building up of his body.
这是跟着建造召会做基督的身体是有关的。
But the other point about verse 25, completing the word of God.
25节就提到要完成神的话。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, no matter how you speak it, it is always difficult to say, you know, the word of God need Paul to complete.
我们这样读的时候总是不容易啊，说是神的话还需要保罗来完成。
Okay, now let me explain how I've come to enjoy, how to appreciate this saying.
让我这样交通，我怎么会欣赏这一段的话？
You know,There were only two places in the Gospels that mentioned about the church.
在福音书里面只有两处记载到关于召会的事。
One is in Matthew 16:18, one is in Matthew 18:17.
一节是马太福音16章18节。
Now the brothers can project those two verses.
还有就是马太福音是八章十七节。
Yeah, and the first verse, of course, is quite familiar when the Lord Jesus asked them to say who they say he is, and Peter received the revelation from the Father.
第一处当然是主耶稣问门徒，你们说我是谁？然后彼得就重复领受了启示。
He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
他说你是基督。是活神的儿子。
And the Lord Jesus commanded him to say that flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in the heavens.
主耶稣就回答他说，你是有福的，因为不是血肉之人启示了你，乃是我在诸天之上的父启示了你。
And then the Lord added to say, I also tell you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
但是主又加上他说我还告诉你你是彼得我要把我的召会建造在这磐石上阴间的门不能胜过他
Many I think that we've heard this many times Many have said This verse Matthew 16:18 Is referring to the universal aspect Of the church
我们都知道很多人就讲到这一节的经节呢其实是说到宇宙的
And in Matthew chapter 18, verse 17, when the Lord spoke about the problems between the brothers and after some preliminary solution and eventually, if they cannot resolve it, they can tell it to the church.
在马太福音十八章，那里上下文就提到，在弟兄中间呢，有难处的时候呢，他们呢，怎么处理，然后不行的话呢，就要告诉召会。
So now, this, in the past, we also understood that this church means the church you can go to. So it's the local aspect of the church.
在十八章这里所讲的是你可以去告诉，所以是一个地方上的召会。
And I believe that this is the point that in the past the Lord only mentioned these two places about the church. In Matthew 16 is the universal aspect, and Matthew 18 is the local aspect.
所以我们讲主耶稣在马太福音里面十六章所提到的是宇宙召会，十八章所提到的是地方召会。
But you know, we in the past, at least I think we don't speak too much about this word, my.My.
我们过去不常会提到这个词就是我的。
The Lord said, I will build my church.
这里讲马太福音十六章讲到我要把我的召会。
You see, sometimes some people talk about the universal church as if it is theirs.
有人提到宇宙召会的时候呢宇宙召会是他的召会。
This word mine makes it very clear this is God's church.
这个我的召会就说出啊这个召会啊是神的召会。
Yes, it is the universal aspect.
不错它是神的它是宇宙的召会。
But the universal aspect means it is God's point of view.
这个宇宙召会其实它就是讲到它是从神的眼光来看召会。
It is not when you have some problems, you try to solve it. If you cannot, bring two or three. If they don't listen to you, then you take it to your church.
这不是说你有问题的时候， 你们先解决啊，然后找两个人去解决谈，如果不行的时候呢，你再去啊跟你的召会啊来解决，来讲这件事情。
Yes, you have heard people said about the problem is always local.
过去有人讲啊，这个弟兄们有问题的时候呢，都是地方上的事情。
No, you see.We are very much affected by our experience.
我们都很受我们的经历影响。
Pardon me for saying that, even Paul.
甚至啊，保罗也是这样。
Paul began his journey of faith by having trouble with the members of the body of Christ.
啊，保罗在他这个信心的行程上啊，他开始的时候呢。就是跟基督的身体出了问题。
And so therefore, he, now when the Lord enlightened him to show that he was persecuting the head, he was not just persecuting the body.
当主光照他的时候呢，就让他看到，不但是他不只是啊在逼迫啊这些基督徒，他其实啊在啊逼迫啊基督。
In his early experience,
在他开始的他的基督徒的经历。
Paul's view is still focused on the local part.
所以在他开始的经历里面呢，他的焦点还是在这个地方上。
Even when he was speaking to the elders in the church in Ephesus, he was still concerned about when I'm leaving. After I left, they are going to be wolves. Well, wolves will come, and they will not spare the flock, and so on and so forth.
因为他在跟这个以弗所的长老在使徒行传二十章讲的时候呢，他还是关切到在他离去之后呢。会有豺狼进到他们中间。
He can only say, "Now I commit you to the grace of His word, word of His grace."
我把你们交托给神恩典的话。
But at that point, now, dear brothers and sisters, please notice, in Acts chapter 20, his view about the church is that of Matthew 18.
他在使徒行传二十章对召会的认识呢，是照着马太福音十八章。
If he's speaking it from Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, he would have spoken with much assurance.
如果他是从马太十六章来讲到召会的时候呢，他就会有更大的肯定。
So it took those 4.5 years.
所以要经过这四年半的时间。
Those 2 years in Caesarea.
两年在该撒利亚。
And the traveling time.
还有他的。海上的行程
and his 2 years in Rome,
还有在两年在罗马的时间
going through all these experiences,
所有他所经历的
so that his view concerning the church can be enlarged and uplifted.
要经过这样的时间这样的行程他对召会的认识才会扩大拔高
Therefore, he can write such a book, such a marvelous book of Ephesians concerning the church.
这样的经历之后，他才能够写以弗所这样的一卷书。
Let me say this. His completing the word of God is to explain my church in the entire book of Ephesians.
他完成神的话，乃是用以弗所书来提到我的召会。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, many were touched about the seven aspect of the church mentioned in the book of Ephesians.
很多人被以弗所书里面讲到召会的七方面摸着。
Actually, you know, there are many things concerning this book, but let me just say, even in the beginning when Paul wrote, he did not specially just write, he didn't just write to the church in Ephesus, he wrote to all the saints.
甚至在以弗所书开始的时候他讲到他不只是写给在以弗所的召会他乃是说写给所有的圣徒
including us today
甚至包括我们今天
and his burden dear brothers and sisters is for us that our parochial view of the church may be uplifted and enlarged
甚至我们今天呢我们对召会的认识呢也应该是扩大的拔高的
Don't even think, well, you know, we need to have our heart enlarged so we go visiting every place. No, no. The uplifting of the view is to have God's view.
不是说我们需要被扩大我们去访问别的召会然后把我们的心扩大 其实啊，我们需要的是乃是有神的看见。
Don't try to go to places and try to see their problem, tell them how to solve the problem. You're still in Matthew 18.
如果你只是去访问别的教会，看见别的教会的问题，那你还是在马太福音18章。
We all need to learn to see Matthew 16:18. The Lord said, I will build my church and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
我们都需要看见像在马太福音16章18节那里讲到，主说我要把我的教会，我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的门不能胜过它。
As we are going to go through the book of Ephesians in the coming months,
在要来的几个月我们读以弗所书的时候，
I hope the Lord will uplift our sights.
我希望主要拔高我们的看见，
that we will see what God sees about the church.
我们能够叫我们能够看见神所看见的教会。
You know, and yes, I know that the saints, when oftentimes pray for many saints, we say, well, he is the body, he is a member in the body, so, you know, we pray for this member.
有时候我们为弟兄姊妹祷告说，我们为这位这个弟兄姊妹，他们是身体上的肢体，我们这样为他祷告。
But we have to see God in his sovereign arrangement.In all the events that happen to us, is for His purpose. That is for the building up of His body, the church.
在神主宰里面所有的安排发生的事情，他其实是为着他的身体，为了建造基督的身体。
You know, all the things that we have heard, we have even spoken sometimes, must become real and relevant to us.
我们所听见啊，我们啊所交通所讲的。应该到后来都是在我们身上发生效力的。
Now I'm not going to spend too much time. The brothers will share the burden concerning prayer, but let me just say, Paul, in his experience, he experienced the triune God.
我简短的交通，因为等一下弟兄还会交通到祷告的事。那保罗的启示里面呢？他也就是看见了三一神。
So therefore, in the beginning of the book of Ephesians, before he talks about the church, he talks about the triune God.
所以在保罗在以弗所书里面谈到召会的时候呢，他就先讲到三一神。
In order to have God's point of view about the church, we need to know the triune God.
要有神的眼光来看召会，我们就需要认识三一神。
We need to know the Father's purpose.
我们需要知道父的旨意。
We need to know the Father's selection.
父的拣选。
We need to know the Father's predestinating us unto sonship.
父预定了我们得儿子的名分。
And we need to know the Son's redemption.
我们需要知道子的救赎。
And we need to know how everything need to be head up in Christ the Son.
我们需要看见。一切万有都要在基督里归依于一个元首之下。
And we need to see the sealing and the guaranteeing of the Spirit.
我们也需要看见圣灵的盖印、做印记和做凭职。
All these rich utterance came out of Paul's experience during those 4.5 years.
所有这些丰富的发表都是因着保罗在这四年多的经历里面所产生的。
And so after Paul had spoken all this, he could not help but have these two marvelous prayers in the book of Ephesians.
到以弗所，后来我们就可以看见整本以弗所书里面有保罗的两个非常高的祷告。
And so how in chapter 1 he prayed to the Father to give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him.
保罗在一章的里面就讲到，求父赐给我们智慧启示的灵，使我们充分的认识他。
And the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
光照我们的心眼。
And also how in chapter 3, he prayed for them that Christ may make his home in our hearts.
在三章的时候，保罗为圣徒们祷告。让基督能够安家在他们的心里。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, I just sort of went through briefly what we have covered last year.
我就很简短的交通到我们过去一年所交通的。
And what we are going to get into.
还有我们要进入的。
I hope the study of the book of Acts and we are going to study the book of Ephesians will encourage all of us to go on. In this journey of faith.
我希望我们读《使徒行传》跟《以弗所书》啊，鼓励我们大家一同在这个信心的行程上往前。
I was tremendously encouraged that in a short time of 4.5 years, Paul could have such an experience to complete the Word of God.
在保罗在四年半的这个行程中啊，他能够啊。有这样的看见来完成神的话。
So therefore, 1 year is not too short.
所以一年啊，不是很短的时间。
We don't need to have a long church history or a lesson of history to really encourage each other to go on.
我们不需要有一个很长的基督徒的这个历史啊，来彼此鼓励，一同往前。
We have the word.
我们有神的话。
And even the taste the Lord has given to us last year.
甚至在过去一年，主所给我们。
Leading us into this marvelous book of Ephesians,
带领我们进到今天以弗所书里面
and will also help us to later on to get into the book of Colossians.
也带领我们再往前进到哥罗西书
So for this, we need to pray.
为着这个，我们需要祷告
We need prayer for a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
祷告，我们有一个智慧启示的灵
We also need to pray that we'll cooperate with the Lord that for Him to make home.In our hearts, so faith.
也叫我们能够与主和配合，叫他能够安家在我们的心里。
And we can apprehend with all the saints the dimensions of the love of God.
叫我们都能够与众圣徒一同明白主那长阔高深的爱。
And we are very much encouraged to see so many saints anxious and exercised, wanting to go on in this new year.
我们也非常欢喜快乐看见很多圣徒们呢。都非常的迫切
not only,
非常的操练在新的一年一同的往前
You know, whenever we come together, it's a mutual encouragement
每次我们来在一起啊我们就是彼此鼓励
We're all refreshed and we're all encouraged
我们都彼此复苏彼此激励
The saints have faithfully prayed for the church in New York City
像刚才诗歌讲我们呢、啊、有忠心的祷告了
And don't worry, the enemy is enraged
这个仇敌啊，他是很愤怒的。
But we'll pray from God's point of view.
我们要照神的眼光来祷告。
We are not just praying, we are not praying in the spirit, like Acts chapter 20, but we are praying according to the prayers in the book of Ephesians.
我们不是照着《使徒行传》20章来祷告，我们乃是照着。以弗所书里面保罗的祷告来祷告。
You see, I thought it was very interesting that the book of Acts is not finished.
非常有意思，就是《使徒行传》并没有结束。
Sometimes we say we are in Acts chapter 29.
有时候我们讲啊，我们是在《使徒行传》29章。
But you know, spending 6 months last year for the last part of the book of Acts show us that we are not after Acts 20. We are after Acts 28.
花了六个月的时间读《使徒行传》的下半。叫我们看见我们不是现在不是在使徒行传28章我们是在29章
We are not reading Paul's first 6 epistles We are going to get into all the rest of his epistles
我们不是在读保罗他前半的六卷书信我们乃是进入保罗后期的8卷书信
For this let us pray the Lord would take us all on
愿意我们都祷告叫主能够率领我们往前
He will have a brighter shining lampstand in New York City.
愿主有这个发亮发光，并且更加照亮的金灯台在纽约市这里。
I'm glad that Brother James gave us this word this morning.
我很高兴朱弟兄今天早晨给我们这样的话。
Originally, we wanted to find out how many saints in this room you are the newly saved ones. In other words, you are saved less than a year.
原初我们想知道一下，在这里有哪些弟兄姊妹是一年之内得救的。
So originally we planned to do this afternoon.
那本来我们是这个下午要这样做。
But I'm sorry, I couldn't. You know, I'm very impatient. But the reason I want to ask this question now, later you will get my point. How many of you were here 52 weeks ago? I put it in a positive way. How many were here?
我想知道一下有多少人这里是 52周之前在这里的。
How many? Can you just stand up for?
你可不可以站起来？请你站起来。如果 52周，也就是一年之前你在的，请你站起来。Okay,
thank you very much.
谢谢。
And then the newly saved ones, will ask you to stand up this afternoon.
那在这一年内得救的，或者包括要一年内来这里的。那今天下午再讲。Now,
why I want to mention this?
为什么我要这样说呢？
And for those who were here 52 weeks ago, and I hope that you will have the impression concerning Brother James' fellowship earlier.
在52周之前，在这里的弟兄姊妹，我希望你们对朱弟兄所交通的有一个深刻的印象。
Now, if you are really getting to our burden, you could see that this time, this or today's burden is the continuation of the burden we had 52 years ago.
如果你进入我们的负担，你就会发现，今天我们要交通的负担，其实是接着52周以前所交通的负担。So
I don't know whether those of you who were here 52 years ago, not 52 years ago, 52 weeks ago, and what did we share?
所以我想知道一下弟兄姊妹，提醒一下，在52周以前我们交通了什么？
Or what was our burden? Of course, we want the newly saved ones to know a little bit our history. And definitely, to know our history is not a major burden. So then, what was our major burden?
那到底什么是我们主要的负担呢？
Nothing else, but we try to help the saints, not only the newly saved ones, even all of us. What is the Lord's recovery?
没有别的，我们想帮助新得救的弟兄姊妹，还有得救不一段时间的弟兄姊妹，来认识什么是主的恢复。
And we made it very clear the Lord's The Lord's recovery is not our name.
主的恢复不是我们的名称。The
church has no name.
教会没有名称。But
this is the thing that God wants to do.
主的恢复是主要做的事。And
this is the thing God is doing.
这也是主正在做的事。Do
what?
他在做什么呢？
Do nothing else but to recover those who have been lost.
他要恢复他所失去的。
And I thank the Lord, whether you were here or you were not here, what we shared a year ago, it was all recorded, right? I hope it's all recorded.
Yeah, 我感谢主，不管去年在，你在还是不在，那些信息都录下来了。
And so if you feel you somewhat forget what you heard a year ago, and don't worry, just go to them to try to get the CD or DVD for last year.
觉得你不记得去年交通什么，可以去拿这个信息的录音带，你可以再听一下。So
in other words, what is the Lord's recovery?
什么是主的恢复？
Now, once you know what is the Lord's recovery,
你若知道什么是主的恢复,
then what we are going to fellowship with you now will be more meaningful.
那我们现在所要交通的就比较有，对你来说会比较有意义。And
in other words, Brother James repeatedly emphasized this, that was we need to have God's point of view.
就像朱弟兄重复说的，我们需要有神的眼光。
And what is God's view?
什么是神的眼光？
What is the Lord's burden?
什么是主的负担呢?
This Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, the Lord Himself tells us very clearly.
在马太福音16章18节，主清楚地告诉我们。
Upon this rock.
在这磐石上。
Now, what is this rock?
这个磐石是什么?
We have repeated many times in the past.
我们在过去重复的许多次。
Maybe you have a wrong impression about me. You want to test people all the time.
也许你对我一个错误的印象，我总是喜欢考别人。No,
it is not I want to test people, but I want to make sure that our saints will all be clear about these truths.
不是我喜欢考你们，我是。 要确定弟兄姊妹对这个真理有一个清楚的认识。
So what is the rock?
所以什么是磐石?
What is the rock?
什么是磐石?
Okay, for the something you stand up strongly. Make sure, just like what Brother James mentioned earlier, don't learn Paul first part of his life. We need to learn what's Paul's example later part of his life. When he talks something, he talks with strong assurance.
Rock is Christ and revelation of Christ. Amen.
What?
Revelation of Christ. Amen.
磐石是基督，还有对基督的启示。
Yeah, this rock, not just Christ. This is the revealed Christ.
磐石不仅是基督，而且是被启示的基督。
Because when Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
因为当耶稣问他的门徒说，人说我是谁？
And before that time, no one on this earth knew who this Jesus was.
在这以前，没有一个人知道这个主耶稣是谁。
But Peter, in that occasion, he received a heavenly vision.
但彼得在那时就接受了，就得着了一个从天上来的启示。
And he knew this Jesus was not an ordinary man.
他知道这位耶稣不是一个普通的人。
He is what?
他是谁？
He is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
他是基督，是活神的儿子。
Now when he saw this,
当他看见这个，
that means Christ has been revealed.
这就是基督被启示出来了。
At least started from Peter, of course, then the other disciples, and they realized this Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
那从彼得开始，其他的门徒也慢慢认识这位耶稣，他是基督，是活神的儿子。
Concerning his mission, his burden, he's the Christ.
他的任务，他所要做的事，他是基督。
And concerning his person, he's the Son of the living God.
关于他的人位，他是 活神的儿子。
Don't think that we repeat this again and again that you think it's very boring.
不要以为我们一再重复这一些点，你觉得很无味。
But we can never take anything for granted.
我们绝对不能把任何事情当作理所当然的。
Especially, we are happy we have many students from China mainland came here.
我们也很高兴很多 从中国来的留学生在这里。
And so they probably didn't not have any Christian background.
没有任何基督教的背景。
But don't worry.
但不要担心。
We can learn together.
我们可以一起学。
Why did I say this?
为什么我要这样说呢？
You know, in New Jersey, you have a brother, Stephen Bai.
在New Jersey有一位白姓来弟兄。
And of course, he came from China mainland.
他是从中国来的。
And so then once he gave hospitality to an elderly sister from China.
有一次他接待一位从中国来的年长姊妹。
So Brother Stephen Bai's wife, Sister Bai, wanted to help this elderly sister to understand Christ, what is the meaning of Christ.
所以这个白姊妹就想帮助这位年长的姊妹，到底基督是什么意思？
Now Christ, the meaning is He is the anointed one.
基督的意思，这个字面意思就是受膏者。
And very unfortunately, in Chinese, the anointed one sounds like what? so 高 so that this elderly sister thought that Jesus was very skinny and very high. 瘦高又瘦又高
不信在中文里瘦高者跟这个又瘦又高就一个人瘦一个很瘦很高的人听一样所以他就听
This is not a joke. This actually happened.
这不是个笑话，真的有发生这样的事情。
Therefore, we can never take things for granted.
所以我们不能把任何事当作理所当然的。
So that's why this, now I don't have time to talk about those things, but I just want to hope that we all see our burden.
对，我没有时间去说到那些事，但是我希望我们都能够看见我们的。
And so Christ made it very clear to us his burden is to upon this rock.
基督很清楚地告诉我们在这个磐石上
upon this revealed Christ
在这被启示的基督上
he will build his church.
他要建造他的教会
This is his burden.
这是他的负担
Because this is his burden, therefore this is our burden.
因为这是他的负担所以这也是我们的负担
He did not, in that sentence, he did not say, upon this rock I will build my church and I will do this, I will do that, and I will do so many other things. No.
在他说那句话的时候他没有说我要建造我的教会还有我要做这个还有我要做那个
And
没有他没有这样说
So it's very clear that our we should all the time have the correct focus.
所以我们需要有正确的焦点。
And I think many of you who have been here for a period of time in the past few years, a number of seven feasts, number of conferences, our burdens on this matter.
所以在过去几年，在这七个特会还有训练中。我们的负担一直在这个点上。
We often want to share what is the central focus.
我们要交通什么是我们中心的焦点或中心的负担。
And very often, consciously, I wouldn't say consciously, unconsciously, we drift away from the central focus.
许多时候不知不觉的，我们就从中心的。焦点负担就离开了。
Therefore, we need to have conferences after conferences and training after training.
所以我们需要有很多的特会，很多的训练，把我们带回到中心的负担里。
Not only for other people, it is for all of us.
不仅是为别人，也是更是为着我们这里的每一个。
We all need to remind each other.
我们都需要彼此提醒。
And Just we all the time we need to help each other to come back to the central focus in the Bible.
我们总是要提醒彼此提醒，把我们自己带回到圣经中心的负担。
And then it's not only we need to know what is the central burden, central focus.
我们不仅要知道这个中心的焦点，中心的负担。
And we also need to know how can we practically get into the Lord's burden and also to cooperate with the Lord.
我们也需要知道我们如何实际的进到主的负担里，怎么样实际的与主有合作，有配合。
And I thank the Lord that after we finish the book of Acts, we continue not into the book of Romans, but into the book of Ephesians.
我感谢主，我们读完《使徒行传》，我们并不是就照着次序来读《罗马书》，而我们是来读《以弗所书》。
Because after the Lord said, "Upon this rock I will build my church."
因为当主说完，在这磐石上我要建造我的教会之后。
Then in the book of Romans, he didn't say what he said in the book of Ephesians.
在罗马书他没有说到他在以弗所书里所说到的。
In Ephesians chapter 4, you see, yes, the Lord wants to build his church, but he does not want to build his church just by himself.
在以弗所四章你看见主要建造他的教会，但他不是单独的来建造他的教会。
Rather, he gives some gifts to the church.
And 他乃是把一些有恩赐的人赐给教会。
And The gifts he gave to the church is not some material things. Of course, the outward things, he all the time will, he knows our need, he will take care of us. But the important thing is he gave us the gifts, is a group of people. Then he said, it's described in Ephesians chapter
4.
So you have the apostles, and then the prophets, and the evangelists, and also the shepherds and the teachers.
你有使徒, 有伸言者, 有, 有传福音的, 有教师和牧者。
Then if you read two more verses, then you realize even these people are also not directly to build up the church. They will, what's their major job? But in Ephesians chapter 4, tells us very clearly. Their job is to perfect the saints. To perfect all the saints. Then all the saints together will build up the church. And so in other words, in the book of Ephesians, not only talking about God's eternal purpose, it's clearly mentioned in the book of Ephesians, and also bring us into the practical ways. Then we will come to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16.
那我们来看以弗所书4章16节。
And in that verse, make it very clear.
在那一节非常的清楚向我们指出,
all the saved ones,
所有得救的人,
we are all God's children. We are also all God's priests.
我们也都是神的祭司,
and we all have a portion. We all need to exercise our portion to function in the church. There were some maybe joint of supplies. They might give the saints, the body, more supply. But you cannot just rely on these ones. But all of us, we all need to function. And then, if anyone said, no, I really don't have any function,
如果任何人说, 我实在是没有什么功用,
then I will tell you, that is the lie from Satan.
那我要告诉你, 这是撒旦的谎言,
we all have a portion.
我们都有一份,
at least, all of us have the privilege to pray and to have the this is our duty, this is our obligation to pray. And so we all can pray. And therefore, all of us, at least we need to build up the church, not only to prophesy, and also to pray.
至少我们都可以不仅是借着声言更是借着我们的祷告来建造教会。
Not only we need to pray,
我们不仅要祷告,
we need to pray according to God's point of view.
我们要根据神的眼光, 神的观点来祷告,
according to God's burden,
根据神的负担来祷告,
and also according to God's move,
根据神的行动来祷告。
And this has been the burden not only in the church here, and in most of the churches, now the Lord has led us into this burden. And I don't know whether in Flushing or in Manhattan you have repeated this thing or not.
我不知道在 Manhattan 还有 Flushing 你们有没有这样子的实行。
The thing I want to say that whether you have repeatedly to say this thing. Now, what is this thing? I will let you know in a second.
你们是不是有重复的提到这件事？这件事我马上就要说到。
Now, the last September, a number of brothers came to ask us.
Yeah, 去年九月有一些弟兄来问我们。
Now, last year, that is 2012, it was the work of recovery here, 50th anniversary.
去年也就是2012年是主恢复的工作在美国开始的第五十年。
And most of us know that at the end of this 1962, Brother Lee, at the end of the year, he gave a conference.
在1962年，李长寿弟兄他在那个年底，他就有了一次特会。
And in that conference, he shared with us the all-inclusive Christ.
在那个特会里，他交通到包罗万有的基督。
And actually, it was in a brother's home. They only have about 60 or 70 people.
那个特会其实是在一个弟兄的家里，他们只有60到70人。
But the Lord really blessed them.
但主非常祝福那个特会。
And so then, right after that, so many people were drawn to the Lord.
在那个特会之后，就许多人就被吸引来到主的恢复当中。
And so then many people consider, or we may say, even objectively speaking, that was the beginning of the work of the Lost Recovery in the United States.
所以许多人就把那一次的特会算作主在这里美国恢复工作的开始。
And then, so people came to us and said, are you going to have a 50-year anniversary celebration?
去年就许多人来问我们，是不是有一个50周年的庆祝啊？
And so then, Brandon co-workers in the North America, we had 2 days fellowship.
所以那在北美这个香条的同工们就有两天的交通。
And none of us Amen, this feeling. And none of us wanted to have an outward celebration. And, but we all remember Brother Lee himself repeatedly told us that before the conference.
但我们都记得李弟兄一再地告诉我们在那个特会之前
He and the two other brothers and the three of themPray after the morning watch. They kneel down, pray 3 to 4 hours every day.
他和两位弟兄，他们三位啊，每天在晨更之后都花3到4个钟头来祷告，跪在主的面前祷告。
And they pray for 21 days.
他们祷告了21天。
Then they started this conference.
然后他们开始了这个特会。
So Brother Lee gave all the credit to the Lord.
所以这个特会的成功，他是把这个，他都是归功于主。
He said, "It because the 21 days prayer, that's how pave the way for the Lord to have His work."
因着这21天的祷告，这就为主铺路，为主开路。能够带进许多有心的人。
So therefore, many churches and try to practice this.In others, pray either personally or in 2 or 3 small groups.
许多的教会，在许多教会里，许多弟兄姊妹就两两三三的想要来这样祷告21天。
And so many of them did pray 21 days.
许多弟兄姊妹也祷告了21天。
And we also enjoy the winter training.
我
But we also emphasize that it is not after 21 days we have already finished our responsibility. No.
我们也强调, 不是过了这21天, 我们就不需要祷告, 我们祷告责任就卸了。
Now that is just the beginning.
这只是一个开始。
And so we need to continue to pray.
我们需要继续的祷告。
Actually, this burden is not new.
其实这个负担不是新的负担。
Way back from Brother Watchman Nee and Brother Lee, and they all the time emphasize this matter of prayers.
尼弟兄一再的强调我们要祷告。
But not only these two brothers, many God's servants always emphasize this matter of prayer.
不仅这两位弟兄，许多神的仆人都一直强调我祷告的重要。
So make this very clear or very simple. That is, now we know what is the Lord's burden, what is the work that He wants to do.
现在我们知道主的负担是什么，主的心意是什么。
So He has His burden, but He, in the New Testament time, He wants to do everything according to the principle of incarnation.
他有他的负担，但是在新约，他做任何的事。
In other words, if we don't do anything, He will not do anything.
换句话说,如果我们什么都不做,他也不会做。
He wants to do everything with us.
他要与我们一同来做。
And therefore, sometimes, I just gave you my personal testimony. You know, in my family, I was the first one who believed in the Lord.
我做一些个人的见证，在我的家里，我是第一个信主的。And
my father was not a believer.
我的父亲不是一个基督徒。I
pray for his salvation. I pray for 20 years.
我为了他的救恩祷告了20年。Then
in the beginning, I always pray this way.
那一开始我总是这样子祷告。Oh
Lord.
哦主啊。
Please save my father.
求你救我的父亲,
please send certain brother and mainly those who are eloquent ones.
求你差遣一些弟兄,
and go to preach the gospel to my father.
还向我的父亲传福音,
but after year after year,
但是我祷告了一年又一年,
then I said, how come, Lord, you don't send anyone or you don't preach gospel to my father?
说主啊,你怎么不差弟兄?
Then the Lord said, because you don't say anything, I don't have a mouth to say anything. but by the Lord's mercy, eventually He accepted the Lord. But we all need to see that the Lord needs our cooperation. And the thing that we really can cooperate and coordinate with the Lord is our prayer. And if we don't pray, then Satan will have a break. And so, because he knows nothing will happen. Therefore, even 2.5 years ago, we had a conference. That was also one of the seven feasts. The topic of that conference was the prayer of the age. And as we know, the Lord will come back. And our age, that is the age of the church, the age of the Lord's grace. And this age will not last forever. Both in the book of Daniel and also the book of Zechariah, and also the Lord's own words in the New Testament. He will come back. When He comes back, that this age will be terminated, will be finished.
他再来的时候,
will be finished.
这个时代要被结束。
And therefore, we not only should wait for the Lord's coming back, we need to prepare for His coming back. And even we want to be those who hasten His coming back. And then what should we do? Pray.
祷告。
And so 2.5 years ago, we did have a conference.
对，两年半以前我们有这样的一次的特会。
So we called that conference that the topic is the prayer of the age.
那个特会的题目就是时代的祷告。
We should through the prayer to bring in the new age.
借着我们的祷告，我们要来转移这个时代。
And the age of the kingdom.
把这个国度的时代带进来。
From the age of the grace to the age of the kingdom. And at that time, we even have these four letters, ASAP. You know, in the world, people say ASAP very often.
ASAP.
So what does ASAP mean? Yeah, as soon as possible, right?
在事实上, ASAP 就是越快越好的意思。
Yeah. In a company, and so the boss would tell the workers, you have to finish this job ASAP.
公司里的老板总是跟员工说越快越好，要做完工作。
And many businessmen often will say, oh, this product, this thing is on sale.
有的时候东西要卖得好了。
And you should quickly come to buy, otherwise you will miss this sale.
你要赶快来买, 不然这个拍卖的时间就过去了。
So ASAP.
所以越快越好。
As soon as possible. But then, in that conference, we have our ASAP.
在那个特会呢，我们有我们的ASAP.
You remember what is our ASAP?
记不记得我们的ASAP是什么？
Always stop and pray. Okay.
这英文也可以说是总是停下来要祷告。
So ASAP, always stop and pray. Not stop doing nothing, but we have to stop to pray.
英文是 always stop and pray. 所以英文中文的意思就是说总是停下来祷告。
And it's not we only pray and don't do anything.
不是我们光祷告，那什么就什么都不做了。
But we need to go out to preach the gospel.
我们需要出去传福音。
But before we go out to preach the gospel, we have to pray first.
但我们出去传福音之前，我们要停下来祷告。
We need to go out to shepherd people.
我们也需要出去牧养人。
But before you shepherd people, you need to stop and to pray first.
但你去牧养人之前，你要停下来祷告。
And I think many of us have this kind of experiences.
我想我们都有这样的经历。
And if we don't pray and go out,
如果我们不祷告就出去的话,
very often, you will not have the Lord's blessing or the Lord's flow.
许多时候你就没有主的祝福，还有主在你里面这个涌流。
I think all these things many of you have heard and have known.
我相信这些你们都听过了，也都知道。
And I also contact many young people.
我也常常接触一些年轻人。
Then I heard some of the young ones or some of the newly saved ones will complain to me.
有些年轻人就向我埋怨。
He said, it's not I did not pray. I did pray.
不是说我不祷告，我是有祷告。
And but the Lord never answered my prayer.
但是主好像从来没有 答应我的祷告。
The Lord never talked to me.
主好像没有跟我说话。
I gave the Lord the opportunity.
我有给主机会。
Someone even said, I went to FTT.
有一个人甚至说我还去参加全时间训练了。
But I gave the Lord this good opportunity. He still did not speak to me.
我给主很多机会，但是他还没有向我说话。
And actually, when I was young, I had a similar experience, similar feelings.
我年轻的时候也有相同的经验。
Many of you know I love this verse, Genesis chapter 1. verse what? Verse 26, right?
你们都知道我喜欢创世纪一章二十六节。
And because that verse tells us that not only, we human beings were created by God.
这一节不仅告诉我们，我们人是神造的。
And that verse also tells us that because God created us according to His own image to accomplish His eternal economy, eternal purpose, and therefore, that is the meaning of our human life.
这一节给告诉我们，因为人是照着神的形象造的，所以我们人生的意义就是神永远的旨意。
That we all know that on the positive side, then we will be, or God wants to gain a corporate man for His corporate expression.
积极一面，神要得着一个团体的人来做他团体的彰显。
And on the negative side, that God wants to get the corporate man for His corporate domain to exercise His authority.
在消极一面，神要得着一个团体的人，来团体的为他执政掌权。
And to be His corporate representation, represent God.
来团体的代表神，彰显神。
God does not want to lower His position to fight with Satan.
神不愿意降低他自己来直接和撒旦对抗。
But we are God's corporate representation.
但是我们是神团体的代表，团体的彰显。
So I knew all these things.
这些我都知道。
But then I often pre-read this verse.
那我也常常导读这一个经节。
And then, in the beginning, I often pray this way.
一开始我都是这样子祷告。
Now that verse starts with, "And God said."
那一节一开始说神说。
Oh, and God said.
神说。
Oh, God said.
神说。
Lord, I thank you. You are the speaking God.
主啊，谢谢你是说话的神。
The more I pray read this way.
我越这样子的导读
The more I said to God, why you always talk to other people, you don't talk to me?
我越这样导读，我就越跟神说，你怎么跟别人说话，可是不跟我说话呢？
Then eventually I got the answer.
后来我就得着答案。
The Lord said, you never gave me the chance.
主说你从来没有给我机会向你说话。
Your morning was just only 2 minutes.
你的晨更才两分钟。
And I just quickly pray, read one or two verses, and goodbye.
我常常是快快的导读几个经节，就在主就跟主说再见。
See you tomorrow.
明天再见。
So the Lord says, you did not give me any chance.
对主说，你没有给我机会向你说话。
Then I said, sorry.
主啊，对不起。
Then I started to spend more time to have fellowship with the Lord.
就花更多的时间跟主有交通。
But then, still, it seems the Lord speaking to me is not too much.
但是好像主对我的说话还是不多。
Then I started to complain to Him.
那我又再跟主埋怨。
Then the Lord again said, "It is not that I did not speak to you. You never listened to what I said."
那主就说，不是我不向你说话，你总是不听我的话。
And so then, even if I did talk to you, but you never listen, you never do what I said.
我虽然跟你说了，但是你总是不听我的话。
And so this verse really helped me very much.
所以这个经节是。给我很大的帮助。
Then when many newly saved ones and many young ones came to me and said, "Why I pray? I every day, every morning, I always pray, but then it seems the Lord didn't speak to me."
那所以当有一些年轻人来跟我埋怨的时候，好像我每天都祷告，为什么主都不向我说话呢？
Then I don't blame them. I blame myself.
那我不怪他们，我怪我自己。
Because concerning this.Matter of prayers.
关于祷告这件事,
there are the principles They have a number of principles.
那有一些祷告的原则。
If we do not follow these principles,
如果我们不跟跟循这些原则
，then our prayer very often will be in vain.
那我们的祷告常常就是空的祷告。
Now, then the first thing is, our prayer first of all need to be specific.
那祷告原则第一呢，我们要专特的来祷告。
This is what a brother watchman need a fellowship with us, and this was what his experience.
这是尼托森弟兄跟我们分享的，这也是他的经历。
So after he got saved for a year,
他得救一年之后
an elderly sister asked him,
有一位年长的姊妹问他
did you pray?
你有没有祷告？
Then he said, oh, I pray every day.
他说我每天都祷告。
Then how many prayer the Lord answered?
那这姊妹就问他说，那主答应了你几个祷告？
Answered. He never thought that his prayer should be answered.
答应，我不知道说祷告还要有答应的。
Then he realized all his prayer is just a lot of empty words.
他发现说他祷告就是说一些空话而已。
And even he himself did not know that what he pray.
甚至他自己都不知道他祷告了什么。
So then this elderly sister said, how come that you pray for a whole year and that the Lord never answer one?
所以这个年长姊妹说，你怎么可能祷告一年，主一个祷告都没有答应呢？
Then he realized that our prayers need to be specific.
他就发现我们的祷告是要专特的祷告。
On one hand, it should be specific.
一面来说是要专特的。
Then you know whether he answered or he did not answer.
那你才知道他有没有答应你的祷告。
And then the second principle is you cannot pray in Chinese is 妄求。In English, I don't know what is the
pray amiss.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Or I use another word.
Pray.
Yeah.Pray wrongly, not necessarily you made a mistake, but you pray ridiculously.
那第二个原则就是我们不能妄求，我们不能随心所欲的乱求。
You cannot say to the Lord, Lord, how about if you give me the moon from the heaven?
你不能跟主说，主你把这个月亮给我。
And what kind of prayer is that?
这种祷告是什么样的祷告？
That's ridiculous.
那是乱求。
And so many of our prayers, yeah, maybe we did pray specifically, but our prayer is really meaningless and definitely it's not according to God's burden.
许多时候我们求是专特的有在求，但是这个是妄求，是没有意义的求。
But when I observe the situation,
当我看一些我们中间的情形的时候
I realize.The biggest problem concerning our prayers.
我发现对我们祷告最大的难处是在
That is many sins. Sometimes, including I myself, especially when I was young, did not see God only answer the sinner's confession.
就是我们没有看见主他只回答罪人的认罪。
And so you have this verse in Psalm 66, verse 18.
所以我们有这里有诗篇六十六篇第一节。
十八节不是第一节。
十八节。
So let's read this together.
我们一起读这一节，诗篇六十六篇十八节。
Okay, how about all the English-speaking ones declare this verse?
英语先。
If I regard the iniquity in my heart, the law not be... And again, the Chinese.
我们中文读。
我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。So, this verse tells us very clearly why the Lord not only didn't answer our prayer, he did not hear our prayers.
所以这一节告诉我们为什么许多时候主不听我们的祷告。
Mainly it's because that we did not confess our sins.
主要是因为我们没有认罪。
Especially in today's society.
特别在今天的社会里。
And many, many isms.
有许多的主义。
And different philosophers created different isms.
不同哲学的思想就产生了许多哲学或者说主义。
And so the first one, the one that damaged us the most is that the atheism.
最叫我们受损害的就是无神主义或者无神论。
And then another one was the moral relativity.
那另外一个是对于这个道德是相互的一个观念。
相对。
相对的观念。
它不是绝对，它是相对。
就不是绝对的道德的水准，不是绝对的，而是相对的。
这个完全都是啊，对不起，这个完全就是抹杀人的良心啊。This is this moral relativity to kill people's conscience.
这就完全抹杀了人的良心。
And therefore, their sins get or our sins too accumulate.
所以这就使得我们的罪在那里有积存。
When was so many, we have so many sinful cases before God.
我们在神面前有许多的罪案。
Yeah, we still did not know.
但是我们还是不知道。
And so this is a big hindrance.
所以这是一个很大的拦阻。
And at the time when we, I was saved and baptized in.台北, the church in Taipei.
我是在台北教会得救的。
And at that time, after, especially we student, that time I was in high school, and so they would give us young people some specific leading.
那时候我在高中，那他们教会的弟兄就常常对年轻人有一些特别的带领。
Of course, how will we be saved?Just receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior.
我们得救很简单，就是接受主做我们的救主。
But God has His eternal purpose.
但神有他永远的旨意。
According to this purpose.
根据这个旨意。
God's intention is not barely just let us to be saved from the lake of fire.
神的心意不仅是要救我们脱离火湖。
And God wants us to grow in the divine life.
神要我们在神圣的生命里长大。
In order for us to grow,
我们若是要长大，
then we need to confess our sins.
我们需要认我们的罪。
So when we were young,
所以我们年轻的时候，
and those serving ones were encouraged to have a spiritual house cleaning.
那服侍者就带领我们有属灵的清。
大扫除。Okay, I don't know how many of you, after you have received the Lord and after you have been baptized.
我不知道你们中间有多少人信主之后，或者受浸之后。
You have a spiritual house cleaning.
你有一个属灵的大扫除。
And if you do not have this spiritual house cleaning, I'm afraid.The Lord will not listen to your prayer.
我恐怕你若没有这样子属灵的大扫除，那主就不听你的，不太会听你的祷告。
Of course, this morning we don't have time.
今天早晨我们没有很多的时间。
Now, in the past, in the young people's meeting, I will ask them to kneel down and confess their sins right away.
许多时候在青年聚会里，我会马上叫你跪下来认罪三分钟五分钟。
And In other words, first of all, you should turn your heart to the Lord.
你需要把你的心先转向主。
And then, you just go from top to bottom, from outside to inside.
你从头到尾，从外面到里面。
You come to the Lord.
你到主面前。
First,
第一。
I guess my hair will not commit any sins.
我想我头发大概不太会犯罪。
But how about my eyes?
你的眼睛如何呢？
Have I ever looked at the things I should not look?
你有没有看你不该看的东西?
Or read the things I should not read?
或你读你不该读的东西?
And if the Lord did not remind you, and if you don't remember, that's okay. You just forget it.
如果主没有提醒你,或者你不记得,那没有关系,你可以继续。
But the the experience is the more you give the Lord the time, the Lord many times will remind you what many things that your eyes had offended God, sometimes even offended men.
但你若给主时间，许多时候主就会提醒你，你所看的东西有什么是冒犯了主，什么是使主不喜悦的。
How about your ears?
那你的耳朵呢？
Do you all the time like to listen to the word of God, or do you prefer to listen to gossips?
你耳朵是喜欢听主的话呢？还是喜欢听闲言闲语。
And so I don't know, the Lord knows.
我不知道，但是主知道。
Again, if the Lord did not remind you anything, you should be at peace. But if the Lord reminds you about certain specific things, then you have to confess your sins.
那主若是没有提醒你，那你就没有关，那就可以平安的去。但是主若是提醒了你，你就必须要向主认罪。
Maybe our nose do not commit many sins. But on the other hand, I would not say spiritually, even psychologically, do you want to smell certain kind of smell, the worldly smell, even sinful smell, and that yet you like that?
也许不是物质上，但是属灵上或者精神上，你是不是喜欢闻一些这个犯罪的味道？
And then let's forget about the nose. Then how about your mouth?
那你的嘴巴呢？
How about your tongue?
你的舌头？
Do you always tell people things in a very accurate way, or do you just say something not accurate?
你对人说的话是不是很准确呢？还是说模棱两可的呢？
And many times maybe it's not you purposely want to tell the lies.
有的时候不是你故意要撒谎。
But our fallen men very often just talk, either exaggerate things or whatever. You know more than I do.
但我们堕落的人总是喜欢夸张，说一些不太准确的话。
Once this happened in Taipei, and then one sister ran to the room, a number of us were serving, and then she said, "Oh, the ceiling fell down."
有一次在台北教会，一个姊妹在我们弟兄有交通的时候，她跑进来很紧张，说天花板掉下来了。
And then I did not know this sister, but the other serving ones knew her. Then they said, "Really? How big of the ceiling came down? How that big?" And then he said, "Really that big? No, that big." Then eventually only a small piece.
那我不太认识这位姊妹，但别的弟兄就问这个姊妹说，掉下来到底有多大？她说这么大。然后他们又在问她说。这么大吗？他说这么大，那么最后是整一小块。
So many times, don't laugh at this sister. Many times we like to exaggerate things.
你不要笑这个姊妹，我们常常讲话也是很夸张的。
No, many times we maybe consciously or unconsciously, we need the Lord's shining.
我们常常不知不觉就犯了这些错，我们需要主的光照。
Then how about our hands?
那我们的手怎么如何呢？
How many times our hands do things that we should not do?
许多时候我们的手做了不该做的事。
How about our legs?
我们的脚。
Many times we go to the place we should not go.
我们脚把我们带到我们不该去的地方。
Now this is from top to the bottom.
那这就是从头到尾。
Then also from outside to inside.
你要从外面到里面。
All what I mentioned is just outside.
我刚刚提的都还是外面。
But how about our mind?
那你的心思怎么样？
How often our mind think the things we should not think?
你的心思有多少次想到不该想的事？
Of course, very often Satan will shoot the fire, the what? The
Fiery darts.
Yeah, fiery darts into our mind.
许 许多时候撒旦是会把一些思想像火箭一样注入到你的心里。
Even some unbelievers said our mind is the work field of Satan.
有一些不信的人甚至说我们的心思是撒旦的工厂。
And therefore, what we should do is once you realize what you're thinking is not from God, it's from Satan's firing darts.
什么时候你发现你在想的是不是从神来的，而是从撒旦这个火箭来的？
Then you just quickly stop thinking.
你就停下来，不要想。
Go back to the Lord.
回到主的面前。
Go back to the Lord's word.
回到主的话。
And later I will tell you all these things we need to confess our sins.
等一下我要告诉你们，我们这些事我们都要学习来认罪。
Just this one thing, you don't need to confess your sins.
只有一个你不需要认罪。
That is the firing dart of Satan in your mind.
也就是撒旦给你的这个思想，这个你不用去认。
Now you know there was one God servant said this that we cannot allow the birds flying over our head, but we can forbid him to build his nest on your head.
有一个神的仆人这样说：我们不能，我们不能避免，鸟飞在我们头上。这个鸟就是撒旦，但是我们可以让这个鸟不在我们头上筑窝，建一个窝。
Therefore, very often the firing darts will come, but that's the birds flying over our head. But that you don't need to confess, because you have to know that that thought was not your thought, it was Satan's thought.
许多时候你会碰到一些思想，这都是撒旦来的火箭。这个你不用去，这些思想你不用为他去认罪，你只要转回到主面前就可以了。
We don't need to confess for Satan.
我们不需要为撒旦来认罪。
And whenever, especially at the time when you have fellowship with the Lord and when you're praying personally, then whenever you discover your mind is somewhere else, you just come back and don't confess.
特别你自己跟主交通跟主祷告有一些个人交通的时候，什么时候你发现你心思在那里游荡了，你赶快就回到主的面前。
Now, why I said you should not confess this sin? This is the only sin you don't need to confess.
为什么我说不用去认这样的罪呢？
Then, because I think many of us have, including me, have this kind of experience.
因为包括我在内，我们都有这样的经历。
When you are fellowshipping with the Lord and praying to the Lord.
当你跟主交通祷告的时候。
Oh, out of sudden, you realize your mind is what, on Mars and or here or there, and then you confess, "Oh Lord, forgive me. I should concentrate on your word. Oh, forgive me that I'm thinking of this, I'm thinking of that."
Very often. 祷告交通的时候，常常你的心思一下跑到别地方去了。你说主啊，对不起，求你赦免我。不用为这样的。
Yeah, and if you just keep confess your sin, Lord, sorry, I should not let my mind and flying here, flying there. But before you know it, your mind already fly from Mars to what? To somewhere else. To Jupiter or to.
当你在那里认说，主啊，对不起，我的心思又跑走。你还没说完这话，你的心思可能又跑到别地方去了。
Then he said, "Oh, sorry. So, my thought is flying again. But before you finish that sentence, and your mind will fly somewhere else."
你说主啊，对不起，哎，你还没说完，你的心思又跑到别地方去了。
And then.You will waste your whole time of your morning revival.
这样子会把你跟主祷告交通的时间完全浪费掉。
So whenever you discover your mind is not on the Lord, it's not in the Spirit, it's somewhere else, you just quickly come back.
所以什么时候你发现你的心思不在主身上，不在主的话上，你就回来就好了。
Yeah. Now, of course, our mind very often gives us trouble.
我们的心思常常搅扰我们。
And also our emotion.
我们的情感也是一样。
How about our emotion?
我们的情感怎么样？
Very often, we love the things God hates.
许多时候我们喜爱神所恨恶的东西。
And we hate the things God loves.
我们恨恶神所喜爱的东西。
And God loves all His children.
神爱他所有的儿女。
But then we say, "Oh, I have no problem with God. My problem is with the saints."
但是我们说我们跟神没有问题，但是我们跟神的一些儿女有问题。
Oh, sometimes people even say, "Oh, you don't know that brother or that sister is really terrible."
有的人甚至常常跟我们讲说，你不知道那位弟兄、那位姊妹，他实在是非常的糟糕。
Oh, he he's a hypocrite.
你知道他是完全是一个假冒为善的人。
But then, usually they, or sometimes they also talk to me this way.But then, I would say, you have to remember, in the Bible, the Lord said, if you do not forgive other people, the Heavenly Father will not forgive you.
许多人常有的时候有人来跟我这样讲说，你不知道那个人是多么的糟糕，但是我总是提醒他，你若不饶恕你的弟兄，主也不饶恕你。
And therefore, my point is, I really hope that we will not.Take this thing lightly.
所以我希我的点就是我们不应该小看这些事情。
Now, if you enjoy a very intimate fellowship with the Lord all the time,
如果你一直跟主保持一个很亲密的交通
，then of course you just continue to have fellowship with the Lord.
那这样很好，你继续跟主有交通。
Then I think most of us have this kind of experiences.
那我们就有。
But if you never have a spiritual house cleaning, you need to do this. You need to do this once or twice. And we don't encourage you practice this all the time. This is somewhat.Mechanical.
这样子从头到尾，从里到外，这是比较机械化的做法。
So I want to say to all the brothers and sisters who have this problem.
但我要跟所有有这样问题的弟兄姊妹说。
So we know we should pray.
我们知道我们应该祷告。
Now if you feel that your relationship with the Lord and your praying to the Lord as you cannot touch the Lord.
如果你跟主的关系或者你跟主祷告你觉得好像摸不到主
And don't complain Don't say oh the Lord only loves other people He does not love me
不要埋怨说好像主只爱别人主不爱我
And the Lord is a very real and living to other people But he's not real and living to me
主对别人好像是又真又活可是对我好像不是这么真也不是这么活
Now, according to the word in the Bible, it's very clear.
但根据圣经的话是很清楚的。
If we do not confess our sins, then the Lord will not hear us.
如果我们不认我们的罪，主就不听我们的。
Not only you have this verse, Psalm 66 verse 18.
不仅你有诗篇六十六篇十八节。
You also have Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 and 2.
你也有。以赛亚书五十九章一到二节。
And so, then the, I don't think we need to read that verse, but I think, I hope that you will take this very seriously.
我们不需要读这两节，但是我希望你们能够很严重的来看这件事。
But then, once you have once or twice this kind of spiritual.House cleaning.
那当你有一次或者两次这样属灵的大扫除之后
，Our regular practice should be like what we see in 1 John chapter 1.
啊，我们正常的操练，正常的情形呢，就应该像是约翰一书一章九节所提到。
那
一章七节所提到。
那、no, 还没有那么快。约翰一书第一章。
哦，约翰一书第一章。
Now, this chapter 1 is a chapter talking about the fellowship.
约翰一书一章是提到神圣交通的一本书。
And the first three verses, And give us to see that the apostles, they have fellowship with God. Then they also have fellowship with the saints. And in other words, the kind of fellowship we all should have, one is vertical, that is we fellowship with God.
也就是我们的交通该是垂直的，跟神有交通。
And also, we need to have the horizontal fellowship, to fellowship with all the other saints.
也该是水平的，就是跟众圣徒有交通。
Then, in this chapter, when you come to verse 5,
在这一章里，当你来到第五节的时候,
it says, God is light.
神就是光。
He did not say that God has light.
他没有说神有光,
yeah, we know that God has light.
我们知道神有光,
but this verse says God is light.
但这一节说神就是光,
so when you touch God, you touch light.
当你摸着神, 你就摸着了光。
If you don't come to touch God, you don't touch light.
你如果不来接触神, 你就没有办法接触到光。
Now if you don't have light, then you are in darkness.
如果没有光, 你就是在黑暗里。
How do we know whether we are in darkness or whether we are in light?
我们怎么知道我们是在黑暗里还是在光里呢？
Now, when we are in darkness, we only see other people's problems, other people's shortcomings. We don't see our own problem.
我们在黑暗里，我们只看得到别人的问题、别人的难处、别人的缺点，但我们看不到自己的缺点。
But if we are in the light,
但是我们若是在光里,
then God is light.
神是光,
then we will see how much, how many problems we have.
我们会看见我们自己有多少的问题，多少的缺点。
The more you contact God,
你越接触神,
the more God is light.
你越看见神就是光。
Therefore, in verse 5, it says, God is light.
所以在第五节说神就是光。
Then in verse 7,
在第七节,
he said, if we walk in the light as
我们,
he is in the light,
我们若在光中行,
we will have fellowship with one another. This we refers to I and the Lord. And so we will contact the Lord. Then right away it says,
然后他马上就说,
And the Lord Jesus, our Son, and God's Son, will forgive our sins and wash away all our iniquities. For us to have fellowship with God, is that good or bad? Is that sin? Of course not. But why in verse 7, right away, it reminds us that the Lord Jesus, God's Son, His blood was washed away all our sins. That is because when we contact God, we contact the light. When we contact the light, then we will see so many things in us. Offend God and offend man. And then we need to have specific confessing of our sins. Therefore, in verse 9 it says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous. He will forgive our sins and wash away all our iniquities. This is the normal time that we should practice this. But if you don't have this kind of habit, let's try to have a spiritual house cleaning. And this way, I hope that not only you will start to pray, and also your prayer life will continue, will last forever.
不仅开始有祷告，我们祷告的生活能够持久。
So I stop here.
Amen.
Amen.
We need the Word of God and we need prayer. There are a few announcements for the lunch break.
在中饭我们有一些报告。